So the word animal comes from a Latin root that means breath, soul, life force, or spirit. Long ago, people believed that soul was the mysterious force that gave life and breath to all of Earth's creatures. And yet, when we talk about animals, we don't usually mean to include people. We think of people as something different, something other than animals. After all, we can talk and do geometry and learn to drive a car. We're the ones holding the leash or opening the can of food and opening the birdcage door, granting freedom. It's humans who think abstractly and have created a world based on those abstractions. Consider human progress. All of the advancements in art and medicine and science and technology, all of it is due to this relatively new, evolutionarily speaking, ability. It is this capacity for abstract thinking that is the single biggest distinction between us and the rest of Earth's critters. Once our human brains evolved to be able not just to consider the things that we encounter on our day-to-day experience, but our ideas about the things that we encounter, we took a giant leap away from our animal friends. But I can't shake this feeling that we've lost something along the way. Like there's something that was deeply important that we may have traded in for this skill. The area of our brains responsible for language and planning and problem solving has grown in size over time, and we have relied less and less on our intuition, our direct perception of truth. Consider the sixth sense that we easily attribute to animals. I'm thinking about the time that the tsunami came into Thailand and people reported that elephants broke their chains and ran for the hills a full hour before the tsunami came. Or think of the stories that we hear every so often of a dog being lost on vacation and then months sometimes later, hundreds of miles, the dog finds its way home. Or how do we understand murmurations? You know, those clouds of birds, starlings, sometimes hundreds, sometimes thousands of birds flying in intricate, coordinated patterns through the sky, appearing almost like one organism. How do salmon know how to find the stream and get back up to the exact place where they were hatched to lay their own eggs? You may know that monarch butterflies migrate from southern Canada to Mexico, but I just learned that it takes between 4 and sometimes 5 generations for the entire migration to happen. How does the information get passed from generation of butterfly to the next generation? This mysterious ability to just simply know things above or beyond the experiences of our 5 senses is inherent in all animals. And though most people have little to no experience of their own sixth sense, I wonder if lying dormant somewhere in the human brain still lies this capacity to access this way of knowing. We call it intuition. And I suspect that like any muscle or skill that goes without regular use, our intuitive abilities may have simply atrophied over the millennia. And I wonder if spoken language and the abstract thinking have become a sort of barrier to our felt sense of embeddedness within the natural world. This is why one of the greatest gifts that animals, and especially our pets, give us is that they invite us to communicate with them in a nonverbal way. They remind us that deep down, somewhere behind and underneath our frontal lobes, we also have the ability to simply know things. Animals help us remember our own essential animal nature. When we look into the eyes of our pets, let us remember that the same breath, soul force, or spirit, animus, animates all living creatures. And then if we allow ourselves to further wonder at the vast interdependence of all forms of life on Earth, from seahorses to stallions, phytoplankton to the great blue whales, and tarantulas to spider monkeys, we just might begin to sense our rightful place, embedded as we are, in the great mystery that is life. Amen and blessed be.